Can't have any of that. It's 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Monday program. Monday. Today we are here to enrich your awareness of the day. In other words, it's sort of, Jennifer, an audio pinching. You know how that
an
works?
An audio pinching.
I've never been pinched
with audio.
Yeah, no, really? Yeah. How are you?
I have been pinched.
I just kind of know how that works.
I think you just use your mind and imagine yourself being one of those places where you have a, it's one of those pinchable moments. You walk somewhere, you see something. What are you laughing about?
Ow! He's doing it right now.
I'm just listening to you try to make your way through this.
Oh, you know, just give me a break. All right, let's get some good news. I've decided to alleviate.
Blown in your window.
Sounds Brizzy's getting traumatized by my eagerness to make a good day.
They can be pinched by you in an audio way.
All right, that's it. All right. So for those of you who are interested in this country, there's a company down in Delray Beach, Florida called Lumitech, a lighting product company manufacturing in the USA, and they say they will continue. It is essential. So this is sort of a reversal of what the trend has been. This outfit has products designed for extreme environments, requires exact specifications that need frequent product monitoring. So the lag time to make changes typically associated with manufacturing a long ways away is not an option. To accommodate these needs, their headquarters in this facility that's down in Delray Beach have been expanded. They are, along with many other small companies manufacturing overseas, coming back here. You know, this trend's been going on for 30 years. Offshore stuff is not anything that's new. Didn't start with George Bush, didn't start with Bill Clinton. It goes back 30 years or more because it just became, a lot of people blame politicians, and I don't know whether the blame game makes much difference here. I don't think that Mr. Obama gets credit for this. As a matter of fact, most of the things that are in the world of small businesses become, excuse me, a distraction or distressful because of government oversight or more regulation than needs to be, all that stuff. But the reason that, and this is something that you won't hear from politicians, especially if they want to take credit for this event. The event today versus a year ago today is something significant because of the number of small businesses that are coming back to manufacturing in the United States. And the story today at DougSteffen.com, the focus on what some of these companies that are increasingly finding that quality and production standards are not good,
right,
offshore. The only choice they have in order to succeed is to come back here and make sure they monitor this better than they can if they're out in international markets.
It's called backshoring.
Made in the USA, right, exactly.
We have a guy here that does a weekend show with us, Neil Asbury.
Yeah.
And the reason he does a weekend show is because he buys companies that are, A, either in trouble here in the United States and in danger of being offshored or bought and sent overseas, or, B, he buys companies overseas and brings them back here.
Yep.
And he's just like, it's really, he's got a system down.
Yeah.
And he can do it. And he goes, and it's easy, but it's still hard because of all the government intervention.
Well, it's too much government interference.
Right. Yeah. He says, you know, if we get rid of some of this, a lot more of it will happen.
So imagine this then, Richie.
Mm-hmm.
There have been about 500,000 jobs that have come back to the country since 2009. None of the credit belongs to whether, and it wouldn't make a difference who was in charge. It isn't that. But if we had less government involvement, many statisticians look at this and they say we'd have three times more jobs if we didn't have so much red tape and BS involved in a government overview or oversight. And by the way, the reason the small businesses have this much of a problem versus the big businesses is the big business folks have enough money to and enough clout to influence congressional legislation and bureaucrats and that sort of thing versus what the guys like me have, and Richie's running a small business in Washington. We don't have that clout. We don't have that kind of money. So what happens is the smaller sector, which could grow very rapidly, doesn't because they can't influence the system enough to get the problems out of their way.
So why don't we all join together like a small business union?
That's a good idea. Yeah. 2.5 million
jobs. Not that
I love
unions, but this would be a great thing.
Well, there are 2.5 million jobs, manufacturing jobs, that have disappeared since the Depression started. They call it recession. And the states most affected by this, by the way, Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Texas, and Illinois. These are the states where most of the jobs, I mean, we're talking about in Michigan. I don't know what's in my throat, but excuse me. I think I had a raspberry go down the wrong way. The essence of what we have in Michigan is almost like a wasteland. The automobile business going in, you can say what you want, General Motors alive and Bin Laden's dead, but the state of Michigan is really a mess. And Ohio is not great either, and that's kind of why I'm surprised that Obama has the kind of foothold that he does there, because it's just the state of Ohio is really in trouble. So anyway, I ask that as, I don't know whether that's I thought that the good news here, and I maybe have turned it around, so it doesn't sound like such good news, but it really is good news that people are realizing that the work that gets done here is better and they can supervise it better. And so, what are you doing?
Let's see if I can get Neil on. He can talk about it.
Oh, okay. So shall we pause for a moment?
I don't think I'm going to be able to get him. I can't find him right now.
He is not available. Please leave your message.
See, hear that? He's not available.
Not available right now. All right, here's something that is available. For those of you who are looking for a way to boost your energy, energy burst that lasts for hours.
Yes.
It's called Berry Burst.
I need Berry Burst.
Berry Burst is very, very good for you, Jennifer.
Berry, berry.
Very, very good for you.
Berry Burst has been very, very good to me.
Pollen Burst, the natural burst of energy that includes, by the way, you can look at the one of the great things about the products from Youngevity that you've heard me talk about the last 4 or 5 months. The stuff is all supplementally understood. When you look at the material that's in all these things, I've been telling you that I think that these 90 essential nutrients that are in all of the things that come from Youngevity are important to your health and longevity. Anti-aging material, the antioxidants, the things that can help you. And in this case, Pollen Burst has an appetite suppressant. It's kind of cool. And that'll help you lose weight while you're having an incredible burst of energy and you're having a tasty drink. So look at the ingredients. I always say that when any of you are looking for things and to understand what it'll do for you, you need to look at the ingredients on the side of the bottle, the jug, whatever it is. You'll see all of the 90 essential nutrients that are needed for you to avoid disease as you get older. The Healthy Start Pack and all the other things that come from Youngevity are procurable by going to DougStephanTeam.com. You can order your Pollen Burst, get the energy, all the other products, some 94 different products that are there to help you live a more healthful and healthy life. So check it out at DougStephanTeam.com, where you can also check out your business opportunities. When people see you're doing so well, you're a part of this move to be healthier in our country, people say, well, how can I get involved? And you can bring them in. It's kind of cool. 855-309-TEAM, 855-309-8326, or check out the products and the opportunities from Youngevity at DougStephanTeam.com.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next stay, a room upgrade and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-893-9155. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary, risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-893-9155. That's 1-800-893-9155.
Hi, Richie, we are done with this. Now, you were trying to find some expert to talk about Made in America.
I'm going to see if you can come on it in about 10, 15 minutes.
That'd be nice.
Trying to track him down.
All right, would you, in the meantime, like to do a word scramble?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I love those. Hold on. Everybody get your pen and your piece of paper.
All right. So we're going to take 5, 6, 7 letters.
All right.
Ready? 7 letters. I don't know if I didn't want to do
this. Everybody got your pencil and paper?
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
This, by the way, has 3 vowels. This word has 3 vowels and 4 consonants.
Okay.
Matter of fact, it has 2 A's and an E. Those are the vowels that are in this word.
Those are my favorite vowels. Did you know that?
2 A's and an E?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, I don't really like O's and U's.
I like U's.
I like you.
I like Y sometimes. All right.
Only sometimes.
So
vowel.
Here we go. Ready for the consonants.
Okay.
There is a K.
Okay.
There is a P.
P.
There is an N and there is a C.
N C.
Oh, that's cinchy.
800-510-8255.
Let's see here.
Something that, I'm not going to give you any more hints because then it makes it too easy. 800-510-8255. There are 3 vowels.
Type of nut, Rich.
No.
I'm just
2 A's and an E. You can send them down there. Let them try to figure out. Throw them off so you win.
I'm trying to throw them off.
All right, the swell prize, 800-510-8255. So you have to put your brain. This is Monday. Brain's not always engaged.
A-A-E-K-P-N-C.
Oh, I got it.
A-A-E-K-P-N-C. What is that word? You can figure it out using your brain, and then not. See, I'm keeping you from getting Alzheimer's by helping you with this.
It's packing.
21 after the hour.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Something about the impressions that always does it for me. The main difference what the song is, any of their hits.
Just great Curtis Mayfield.
Yeah, very smooth stuff. Fred Cash, one of the singers in the Impressions, 72 today.
You know, you always have the song when your kids are crying and they're little babies and you rock back and forth?
Yeah. Yep.
This was the song.
A good one.
This is the song I always sang to them.
How many people remember Rona Barrett? Raise your hands.
I do.
Gossip Rona Barrett.
Right?
Yep, gossip columnist and was on Entertainment Tonight for a long time. He was on The Tomorrow Show for a long time. Her birthday is today. Born in the state, 1936. A happy birthday to Paul Hogan, who is, we were asking this the other day, how old is this guy? Born in the state, 1939.
73 today.
Yeah. Cornelius Crane Chase, Emmy Award-winning comedian from SNL, also the Chevy Chase show. Chevy. Would he be, was it we Chevy?
That didn't last long. I'm not sure that even made it to IMDb.
Well, the National Lampoon Vacation Series.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a really great, I was going to say good, but a great writer, especially of fun stuff on television. So his birthday today, born in 1943. Then there's Butch Riviera. Drummer for the group Redbone. Another song that, for me anyway,
I didn't even giggle.
Said, "Yeah, this there's a story here. Never mind what you think the name of the group is all about. This is a story. Crank it up. Come and get your love." And the guitars, you must have loved it. Hey. Vowels now, and sometimes why come and get your love. All right, That's the kind of stuff my daughter gets embarrassed about when she hears me do this stuff. Next song, Regine.
The next song is not going to help at all, Jennifer.
This is
Keep your clothes on, Dougie. Keep your clothes on.
You sexy thing.
Why would you suggest I be doing that?
Because this is from the Full Monty. About the male strippers.
This is Tony Wilson's
Remember?
Birthday.
Uh-huh.
Tony Wilson, the bass player of Hot Chocolate. Love is Life, I Believe in Love, Brother Louie, Disco Queen, You Sexy Thing.
Last week we're riding around the block with the kids on our bicycles.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the kids from down the street, really funny kid.
Yeah.
And he says, he's trying to ask if we're going to ride around the whole block, the big block or the short block. And he says, are we going to do the full Monte? And I just started laughing, and I'm like, dude, A, it's Monty. B, you shouldn't be saying that. You shouldn't be using that expression at all.
All right, next up is Hamish Stewart,
weird.
Guitarist for the Average White Band. That's become pedantic. Picking up the pieces. That's our born to state 1949. He's 63. Let's keep moving because it's
funk and soul today.
Robert Bell's birthday today. He's known as Cool. Cool and the Gang. Remember he went to rehab or something with Ellen?
He went to the Duke University weight loss center.
Oh, the weight loss thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ellen doesn't have to go to rehab.
No, it wasn't him. It was KC from KC and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this guy's skinny. Yeah, he doesn't have a problem.
All right, so Robert Cool Bell, bass player and the leader of Cool. Are they known for anything other than Celebration?
Oh, yeah. They have a bunch of hits.
All right, Stephanie Zimbalist first became known, I think really pretty much her only role that made any difference. She was in Remington Steel. Sigourney Weaver's birthday is today as well, Richie.
Uh-huh.
Happy birthday to Matt Damon, 28 past the hour.
How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to 5 lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for one whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to qlskipayear.com to enter. That's qlskipayear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes, too. Check them out at qlskipayear.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye. Farewell. See you later. Adios. Au revoir. Hasta mañana. Toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 5th United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit qlskipayear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment. RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show
viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with DuraCoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and DuraCoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And DuraCoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The DuraCoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on DuraCoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. DuraCoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use DuraCoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit DuraCoat.net. Spelled DuraCoat.net. DuraCoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day Monday program. What are you laughing at?
Rich McFadden just sent me a very dirty email.
Can't the two of you grow up?
I'd like to file a complaint.
Grow up. Will you please?
I have a feeling Jen is going to be very seriously distracted for the next few minutes.
Great. That would be a big help to the context of the program.
This email, it's not like it's uncommon for me. I just walk around and this happens. No.
Right, let's get to the root of our word scramble, shall we?
Yes, please.
And the swell prize is accompanying the person who comes up with the reworking of these letters together. A times two, E, and then there is a K, a P, a C, and an N. All right, you ready? 800-510-8255. Linda is in Aiken, Minnesota. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
You know my sister, Linda? She lives in Minnesota, too.
No.
Right. No. Right.
You don't go to the weekly Linda Club in Macon, Minnesota?
Right. Linda.
Congratulations, Linda. Your name is the word that made Doug sing a 40-year-old song today.
Mm-hmm. Very fun.
Linda's like, that's pretty stupid.
You get a Doug 7 prize for that.
All right, so what are all of these letters when put together spell, Linda?
Cake pan.
Oh!
Well,
it does. No,
those are two words, though. It's got to be one word.
Yeah.
It's got to be one word.
Oh, Linda, you're going to bonk yourself on the head.
Yes, you are. Here's Karen listening in Fostoria, Ohio. Hi there, Karen. How are you doing?
Good morning. Fine, you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for asking and for listening. What's going on in Fostoria today that isn't going on in Tiffin?
Probably nothing.
Nothing. You're right about that. How about Findlay? What's going on in Findlay? This isn't going on in Fostoria.
Oh, lots goes on in Findlay.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a native, though, so...
You're not a native from Fostoria or a native from Findlay?
Either.
Oh.
No.
All right. Well, listen.
Okay.
Everybody's
got to
come from someplace.
Yes.
So what's the word we're looking for?
I believe it's one of my favorite foods, pancakes.
Yes, ma'am, it is one of your and my favorite foods, pancakes.
Yes.
So, cake pan, two words, doesn't quite make it, but it's close. But you're right on the schnoz, so you get the swell prize. How's that for a deal?
I appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate your listening. Thank you, Karen. Hold on there just a second. Take care of that. The thought for the day today comes from William James. The great use of life is to spend it for something that will outlast it. So all of us here are doing something that is a great use of our time because people will remember this program long after it's gone. Don't you think? I mean, at least until 10 maybe today. Well, that
at least 10, 15 minutes. Yeah,
exactly. All right, so here's the story from today's show at DougSteffen.com. Albert Wheeler waited 67 years to take a ride on the bomber that saved his life. Listen to this story. This is really very, very cool. This is a story about a selfless act by a man young enough actually to be Mr. Wheeler's grandson. He finally got to live out his dream from World War II. Lives in Oklahoma City, was telling war stories on Friday in the cockpit of a B-29 Super Fortress that's at the Wiley Post Airport in Bethany when a stranger decided Wheeler needed to experience the aircraft in all its glory. So this gentleman, Mr. Wheeler is 88. Young Drew Walker, who's a 27-year-old system operator for Oklahoma Gas and Electric, swiped his credit card through a credit card machine set up alongside the airport's runway and bought Mr. Wheeler a ticket to ride. For $595, Mr. Walker ensured that Mr. Wheeler was among the several dozen people who took to the skies on the bomber known as Fifi, the last of the B-29s that still flies. $595 he spends on this complete stranger to give him the feel of riding in the last B-29.
Very cool.
That's cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I think that's an extraordinary story. Great, great story. I love stories like that. 800-510-8255. Now, let's get people to react. You ready?
Ready.
All right. Sometimes I get my blood boiling because of things that are going on in the real world. This is a story from Bellingham, Washington, for all of you in the Northwest, but this applies to every single part of our country. Something that is not a real pet peeve of mine, although I've mentioned it a number of times, and every time I go to Europe, I think about this. When I was in Ireland last week, I was looking at the roads and how much better the roads are in general there than the roads are here. So here's how Bellingham, Washington is dealing with the really serious problem of our roadways. The first Green Roads Foundation certified roadway has been installed in Bellingham, Washington. Do you know what they use to make the asphalt?
What?
This is a 4-mile section of roadway that has 400 crushed toilets, 30% recycled asphalt, recycled concrete, and the other things that are left in the landfill that can be broken up that have, I mean, you know how strong porcelain is. The toilets?
Yeah.
So they grind up the toilets now. They grind up the concrete. They grind up the asphalt.
Mix it all together.
And they mix it all together, and they make the roadway about 4 inches thick. This is a 5-year project. There was research done. 11 project requirements were set forth by the people in the city to address a lot of different safety and environmental concerns. There are other things that are involved in this. That is, there are other things that are put into it. But the Green Roads Initiative, and I'm not one who goes off on the deep end on this stuff, but I do think we have such a horrible just a horrible record with roadways. This makes nothing but sense when you think about it. It's less expensive. It's much more. Why do the Europeans have better roads than we do? They grind up linoleum. They grind up all kinds of things that are rubbery, and they mix them into the asphalt. The rubber gives the roadway flexibility and keeps it from breaking, especially in areas like where we are, Richie, not so bad where you are, but north of that, the roads heave in the wintertime because of the cold. Mm-hmm. And that makes the road, the asphalt, actually brittle, and it breaks because the adhesion, the quality of the adhesion material, isn't strong enough to last through the heaves and the literal uprisings that take place. I thought this was fascinating to understand it. And maybe it's, I mean, it's something you take for granted, the road. You probably do, unless you hit a pothole. I was driving one of our local roads here yesterday in town with a selectman. And the roadway, he lives on the roadway, and it's horrible. It's the just holes and tar that gets thrown into holes, and nobody smooths it out, that kind of stuff. It's just, I think, it may be not the most important issue of the day for you, but who doesn't drive on roads? Who doesn't think when you go up and down these roads and have all these holes in them or they're rough, it's taking its toll on your car? It is. It is costing you money in more ways than just the wasted tax dollars that happen when you have to resurface the roads all the time. Does it make any sense? Does anybody follow my train of thinking?
Yeah.
Am I the only one who thinks like this?
No, because
the common sense approach to stuff. My God.
It seems like, well, and here's the other problem. It seems like every 2 or 3 years or 4 years, they are tearing apart the same road over and over again.
But the other ones all have holes in them.
Right.
Because they're not well done.
The other part of the problem is because some utility company has to lay something down in there. And so they do it, and then they patch where they dug, and now the road's all torn apart.
Right. But all it is answering the union cry for more union jobs. Let's make in the government. How often do the government? I mean, most of
shovel ready jobs.
Most of these jobs, you have to bid it to a union company. That's the federal regulation, isn't it?
Yep.
Or at least you have to pay federal wages if you're going to bid on these jobs. And it just is, as far as I'm concerned, it's the bridges, too. Look at how bad the bridges are. They don't make them strong enough or well enough purposely so that they can create these union jobs. And it's something, I mean, you hear it this year in the campaign. It's all about creating good jobs. They don't say union jobs, but good jobs. Well, how do you feel? I wonder if this is too provocative. How do you feel if you work on these jobs knowing that your job really isn't necessary if things were done right the first time? Do you ever think about that? Those of you who get jobs on these contracts for roads and bridges and that sort of thing, your job is unnecessary, or would be, if things were done the right way. And it's that plain, it's that simple.
I'd be out of a job if things were done the right way, is what they're thinking.
Yeah, that is what they're thinking, and that's what would frankly happen. So how is that something that's cool? Yeah, you know, we talked earlier in the hour about the Made in USA making a comeback because of the increasing number of companies that are deciding to come back to America to manufacture. There's something different about that than working, isn't there? I mean, you can, let's say you make, or maybe even the same thing is true of making washing machines. Washing machines are nowhere near as good now as they were 10, 20, 30 years ago. Right? They don't last as long.
My Kenmore refrigerator is a piece of garbage.
I know. And we all loved the Sears.
We all grew up with Kenmore, and it was great stuff. And it's garbage.
Now it's not any good anymore. It's tough to swallow that stuff, but it is reality. All right, Jennifer's going to check what's going on and some of your comments from our social media as we continue here on Good Day.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints move free.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire one. www.exergen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-463-9240. That's 1-800-463-9240. 1-800-463-9240.
In the nation, we can't make traffic jams or love handles disappear, but we can eliminate deductibles. You'll get $100 off for every year of safe driving when you add Vanishing Deductible from Nationwide Insurance. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Optional feature subject to eligibility, underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Max credit $500. Details and availability vary by state. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program, 13 and a half for the hour. Jennifer Horn, my compatriot, Rich McFadden. Not that Jennifer is my compatriot, but she's liable to take that the wrong way.
I'm a compadre.
I know you are. Okay, the blogging continues. Social media connection to Twitter, at Good Day Show, yeah. And Facebook, Jen.
Yeah, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. I thought we'd take a look at some of the trending stories right now on Yahoo for the morning. The first number one trend, which you guys will both appreciate as gentlemen, is the sexiest woman alive has been named by Esquire magazine.
Really?
Mila Kunis.
Yeah, baloney.
I know, Doug, you wouldn't appreciate it, but Rich, you might. She's got the dark hair that
I mean,
like.
She's that's very good looking, but the hottest woman on the planet? I don't know.
Well, sexiest woman alive.
Okay.
You know, there's some other people out there. Number two trending right now, Amber Tamblyn. She got married to a very much older, very unattractive guy over the weekend, so congratulations, I guess. Number three. Check out the pictures if you haven't seen it. It's very
ugly.
I almost feel creepy looking at it, yeah. Right. Number three trending now, and this is the one that gets me, Joran Vandersloot. Remember him? Natalie Holloway, just all around dirtbaggy kind of guy. Apparently, he's gotten someone pregnant in jail, so he's going to be a father.
Beautiful.
That's what I can't stand. Number four trending, Miley Cyrus. She's convinced her boyfriend, or fiance actually, to go for Halloween as a unicorn, and then he decided to get in her music video as a unicorn. So now he's just a unicorn. And number five trending now on Yahoo is the Philadelphia wedding brawl. Over the weekend, there was a huge brawl that broke out at a Philadelphia wedding, and someone ended up dead. That's the five trending topics on Yahoo at the moment.
Wow. Jennifer?
Yes, Rich, whoever you are.
Amber Tamblyn?
Yeah.
The guy she married?
Yeah.
You don't realize who that is, do you?
I have no idea.
Chicken pot pie.
Oh, that guy?
It's that guy, that comedian guy that was on a couple of different sitcoms.
But have you seen him? I mean, she's young, and
he's a fat guy, bald guy with a beard and a flannel shirt.
He's 48, she's 29.
Yeah.
And the problem with that is?
I don't know. I just feel creepy.
He's not good looking.
You know, I think when you get
older... The guy's very funny, though. He's a very funny guy.
The deal is, I think when you get older, the age difference doesn't matter so much. But she's in her 20s, and he's almost 50. And
so if she were 40,
yeah,
and he were 60,
absolutely,
get older.
It's absolutely different, I think. Because I think people that get married in their 20s to someone much older know this dynamic person, and then that person starts to get old, and it changes the dynamic. I think when you're already mature, and you're in your 40s, 50s, and you date someone older, you kind of know what you're getting into, sort of. Right?
All right. Yeah, you're right about that.
Doug's like, shut up already. Okay. But no, I'm just saying. You know. Chicken pot, chicken pot, chicken pot pie.
So, still cracks me up.
And if they were both attractive, I think it would actually. No, I know. But just to go back to it for a minute, like, look at the picture. Like, they both, you know, I like to see people that are evenly matched.
And every picture of them together, she's dressed very nicely.
Yeah, and he's in a flannel shirt.
And he's got a T-shirt with a flannel shirt and a baseball
hat. Maybe I should move on. You're right, because you're wearing a flannel shirt. In other news,
these are my friends. Did you see those pictures of the?
Did you see the Dodgers? They're not playing anymore. That's over.
Nats. Boom. Game one.
Yeah.
You know what's really discouraging, other than the conversation you've had the last 3 or 4 minutes, the fact that the regular baseball season is over.
No, it's not, buddy. It's just beginning. And I'm
51 after the hour on Good Day.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Of the, why'd you stop there? Why'd you stop that for? You want me to tell my story?
No, he just died.
Oh, really?
I want your story. I think it's funny.
Well, Barry Manilow, I went to see a Barry Manilow concert once, and I found it emotionally charged, shall we say. Some of his songs are really emotive and very romantic, and so I don't know whether they're romantic. I just think that it's he does have an impact on some middle-aged women, I suppose, and a few middle-aged guys like me.
That's you're putting yourself in the category.
Yeah. I don't know. I like Barry Manilow. I've always liked Barry Manilow. I don't like looking at him. I mean, he's tough to look at, but he's easy to listen to. All right, it's enough of that. Richie can't seem to keep it together. It's from the movie Foul Play.
Yeah, I'll play the big hits for you, though.
Ready to take a chance.
Which one guarantees you to cry?
No,
which
none
Barry
of them.
Manilow song
not,
guarantees
no,
a joke?
We're doing well movie up. Moments now, Richie.
No,
this is not musical moments.
This is more fun. I like making you.
I know. Chuck, are you there to save me or not?
I'm here. I said I like Barry Manilow, and you know, it's funny that for some reason, I think in the last 10 years, there's really no closing songs in movies. They always had really cool or good songs, memorable songs that played in the top 40 on the radio. And the closing credits when the movie ended. And you don't see that anymore.
No.
It's sort of like, you know, movie ends, fade to black, credits roll, no music.
Yeah. Chevy Chase is 69 today, so we're playing that from the birthday department. He also is going to be featured in the movie. He's made so many movies, so we'll make it a challenge. We have three outtakes from a movie that he made.
I love this.
You ask yourself, hey, do I know that? And then if you say, yes, I do, you'll call us at 800-510-8255. Chuck will have the box office totals for us in a moment.
Now, the easy part of this, Dudley,
yes, Rich,
is that most of Chevy Chase's well-known movies are series of threes.
Right. This
so
is not.
Well, I don't know. Once I hear it, I'll let you know whether it was one of the series.
I don't think it is. 800-510-8255. I'm not a real big fan of his, so I haven't seen, I can't tell you, other than the Three Amigos. Wasn't he in that?
He was. Yeah.
He was. That was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was Martin Short and Steve Martin. We're in that.
That was a funny movie.
It was actually a pretty funny movie. Okay, so
I
let's
do not
get
think
to
this word thinks what you means what you think it means.
The three. Can we get on to the right movie here?
Yeah.
Three excerpts from a movie of the day. 800-510-8255. You haven't won before in Movie Moments, and you'll figure this out. You get a swell prize. Here's the first clue.
We'd like to go home now. So thanks for the bruises, and you can keep the stool samples.
800-510-8255. Chuck, you got it from that?
I got a good guess.
Next, Reggie.
Every minute you don't tell us why you're here, I cut off a finger.
Mine or yours?
Yours.
Got it.
All right, got it?
One of the early ones.
Yeah, it is an early one. All right, last clip.
Can you hold my wallet while I take the test, please? There's $1,000 in there. Or maybe there isn't. You know what I mean?
Are you saying I can take this money if I help you pass the test?
What do you think?
Hi. 800-510-8255. All right, we haven't got, let's tighten up here a little bit, Richie. You've been wasting too much of my time. Let's, Chuck, or get to the results of the box office this weekend.
Really, one big film to talk about, the opening of Taken 2, the sequel to the movie Taken. It did better than expected, $50 million opening weekend. Now, this film got a critical drubbing, although Roger Ebert liked it. I saw it Friday afternoon. I thought it was actually much better than the bad reviews. Is it a great film, though? Is it a good film?
I went to see it on the Saturday night, and there were some parts that were, frankly, was uncomfortable watching.
It was PG-13.
I was uncomfortable with some of it, but it doesn't have a story. The first one, the storyline of the first one was better, or maybe we're just used to it here, but I'm betting there's going to be another one.
With that kind of opening, and it did $67 million overseas.
Yeah, there's another one of these.
I would give the first one an 8 out of 10. I would give this one a 6 out of 10.
Yeah.
The first half of this one I liked, but the second half, way too long of an action sequence. The car chase was too long. And
car chases are never too long. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they were. And the fight sequences were, I thought, I don't like the direction of the fight sequences. But he's very likable, Liam Neeson, so I would pay to see another one.
All right,
so
there you go. Real.
Hotel Transylvania second, Pitch Perfect third, $14.7 million. Looper placed fourth with Bruce Willis, $40 million in 2 weeks. And Tim Burton's Frankenweenie underperforms $11.5 million.
The trailer in for Die Hard, which was pretty interesting.
Looks good.
Yeah,
it looks good.
TJ, what's the name of that movie?
Spies Like Us.
Spies Like Us. Chevy Chase gets the award, and you get the prize, TJ. Hold on just a second. Thank you very much. Chuck Curry back tomorrow here on Good Day, as usual.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.